What's up, everyone? Hope you're having a great day. Today's video is going to be about for sale by owner and what the seller's market is actually doing. There's a lot of truth and myth going on about there right now about the real estate market and the advantages and disadvantages of using an agent. And I want to answer a lot of those questions that a lot of sellers are looking into when they have decided to sell their property in today's market. And the numbers have came out about what 2020 has told us about the sale price of your house and the advantages of using an agent to represent you in this sale. The very first thing that I want to hit on is usually the first thing that a lot of people are going to bring up in the conversation when listing the house is, won't I save money by listing myself when you're charging 6%, which is this industry standard even today? And the truth is, the numbers don't lie, and you're always going to find people that agree with you, but you need to find the actual information so that you do end up with more money after the fact. And here's the actual numbers for what happened in Omaha here in 2020. The median sale price of a house with a realtor was $243,000 on average. The median sale price for a for sale by owner in Omaha area is $218,000. So you're looking at a $26,000 difference in the sale prices of houses between having an agent represented house and just going it yourself and selling it. What's an agent commission on that average sale price of $240,000? That's going to be $14,000 at that 6%. Where they're paying out the buyer's agent half of that, 2.5 to 3% of that 6%. So really, by using an agent, you're netting yourself $12,000 more on the sale of your property than if you were to go at it by yourself. And a lot of times when you're selling the house yourself, in those situations, you're selling it to a friend or family member, and you're getting a price that you like. And if you're getting what you want out of your house and you like the prices that you're getting, you're more than welcome to sell it yourself. But if your goal in the sale of your house is to maximize your equity through the sale, it is in your best interest to use an agent for just the marketing information. And to dive deeper into those numbers, we're not even taught that $217,000 that for sale by owners are getting, that's not including the 2.5-3% that you're paying out to buyer's agents. And I know you're thinking right off the top of your head, well, if I'm going for sale by owner, I'm not using buyer agent, I'm not using a seller agent, I'm doing that whole 6%, I'm keeping it. And I'm cutting down, I'm fine taking $10,000 less for my house because I know what I'm doing. And sometimes, I mean, that $10,000, sometimes you really can narrow that gap. But what if you're off by $5,000? What if you're off by $2,000? How much is that time worth to you? And that goes into what agents are actually doing in today's market. One of the first things that you need to realize when looking to list or sell your property is, are you going to take the time to schedule every single showing and answer all the questions from agents and people who are not represented by an agent that you know about your property and schedule all that? The last house that I listed and sold, we had 27 written offers on the property within the first day. I ran an open house during that day where I sat at the house for 4 hours letting buyers and agents and everyone come through the house, to the point where I had neighbors coming over to the house trying to figure out why they could not park near the house. And that's the type of traffic that you really should be shooting for when listing your house. And that goes into the next topic, where if you don't have the time to schedule everything and run an open house yourself, you now are going to have to look into, do you have a lockbox or another device that allows access when you're at work or you're busy, you leave town for a day? Are you going to be able to give access to potential buyers to your house and take that risk? Real estate agents have our own eKey lockboxes that notifies us exactly who is entering your property, when they are entering it, and taking all of their information, so that if something does happen to your house, we know exactly who to contact about the situation and resolve it for you. Where if you have a lockbox that's just a code lockbox and you give it out to an agent, you give it to multiple agents during the day and they show up through the day, you don't know exactly when items were taken. You don't have all of their information. And there's that possibility that you scheduled multiple agents to show your house at the same time, but how many of those agents ended up not showing up? How many agents just came along for the ride and you never even got their contact information, and something happens to your property? You are running that risk by not having the eKey lockbox and not having someone present that has had a background check on them at every single showing on your property. The next big thing that you really need to look at, we've been talking about the marketing of your property and being able to get it out there. Are you doing all the correct steps to maximize the interest in your property? Are you doing coming soon? Are you doing open houses? Are you getting professional photography on your property? Do you need drone work on your property? Are you making sure that everything that's repaired is repaired? What are you doing about the smell that you've gotten used to that you don't know about, but anyone walking into your property does? How are you handling negotiations with people who may not write up unless you negotiate beforehand with them? And that's a lot of complications that you're doing right off the bat when listing for sale by owner. Before anyone writes a contract, before anything, you're answering all these questions. Do you have the time and expertise to really build that trust with the buyer base, so that they're willing to do what you're hearing is happening in the market, paying over appraised value, escalation clauses, $10,000, $20,000, $30,000 over asking, waiving inspections, paying for your, paying some of the seller's costs, paying for, possibly even paying for the agent's commission on the sale of your house? Are you doing everything necessary to get all of those items checked off? And that's leading into the next topic that you really need to understand, is that contract details are getting interesting, to say the least. On the Potter Real Estate team, we are literally having weekly meetings as a group, talking about what's going on in the market, what's working for buyers to get into houses, and what situations are sellers challenged with, and what is changing on the contract. Because not going to lie, that the contract paperwork is pages long. And yes, you can print off something online, and that's from a 1980s, what it was like to sell or buy a house, but that's not the current standard. You need to have understanding of the verbiage that's in every single contract. Let's go to the situation that I had recently. In my own experience, I got a buyer into a house, and the contract, my buyer, the contract did not state that the seller needed to be able to move out into their next property for it to, for the contract to stand. And what happened was that the seller ended up losing his job, so he was not able to move into his new property. His loan, he was no longer qualified for the loan on the purchase of his next property. But because I understood the contract details and understood my legal obligation to my buyer was still able to get into the property because the contract is a legally binding contract. So the date that my buyer is supposed to get in the house, that's when he's getting into the house. No ifs, ands, or buts. Otherwise, you could end up with a lawsuit on your hands. That could cause a lot of problems for you. Are you ready to handle lawsuits by yourself? Another situation that's come up with on the team that we've discussed is the understanding of escalation clauses and looking into them so that you don't get screwed later on in the contract. Something that happened to our team, we ended up being the best offer on the table for the purchase of a property, but there was a lack of understanding of what escalation clauses actually did on the sales side of the house. So our buyer did not successfully win the contract, even though they had the best offer on the property with the best terms. And that's leading into some that's going into the contract details, making sure that your agent is up to date with everything going on. Because what ended up happening is that our buyer ended up not getting the house, and that seller ended up losing out on thousands of dollars because they were not educated correctly on escalation clauses and did not understand them completely and how they worked. The other problem that's coming up is that, yes, you accept an offer $30,000 over asking, but you didn't do your due diligence to verify that they had the difference in appraised value. And exactly, and the verbiage in the contract dictates whether they put in, if they put in the correct verbiage, they could put in $100,000 over appraised value. But the verbiage states that you accept the appraised value on the sale of your house rather than them having to cover the difference in what you accepted. So now when it comes to closing, the appraisal takes weeks for you to get an appraisal back. So you could be a week before you need to close on your house so that you can buy your next house. In this example, that you get the house, you put the house on the market for $200,000, someone does $250,000, but it appraises at $215,000, you're expecting $250,000. Well, the appraisal came back at $215,000, and you accepted the terms because you did not understand the exact verbiage that you signed off on, and now you're getting $35,000 less than what you expected on the property. Here's some of the situations that are coming up, and there's a lot of legal problems going on. We're in a very sue-happy country here. Are you ready to take on that risk without anyone backing you up? The next thing that I really want to talk about is that you have all of these websites, and I've talked about this previously on other episodes about marketing and getting your house ready for sale, but we need to hit on pricing here again. You're going to have neighbors that tell you all sorts of things. Zillow is going to tell you things. Realtor.com is going to tell you the thing. There's 100 different websites that are going to give you appraised value on houses. But what is actually happening on the market is different from what people are telling you and these estimates on the value of your property. You need an exact number. And these numbers are fluctuating extremely fast in today's market, to the point where you can watch all these estimator platforms and you will see them jumping $5,000, $10,000 at a time, up or down, depending on what's happening. Because ultimately, they're looking at front-end data on the property and they can't go into the exact details of what's going on. So here's an example. Your neighbor, Billy Joe, just sold his house for $250,000. And he told you that, and he told you that, and he's going up to it. Well, 4 weeks later, he actually, with what the contract dictated, he had to renegotiate, and it actually only sold for $230,000. But in your head, and on Zillow.com, and some of these other realtor, and some of these other websites, you're looking at, what, $10,000, $20,000 difference in what actually took place, that back-end data, the actual data on the property. And that's where it comes into play, where you're going to need an agent that's knowledgeable in the industry so that you are priced competitively. Because there's a difference between actually putting your house on the market and just listing your house. If you're priced competitively, that's where you are going to get the most interest and the best contracts for your house. And that's where it's going to come into having an agent that's knowledgeable about listing your property. Listing for sale by owner can be done, but you need to understand the challenges involved in that. Do a lot more research than just going on page one of your Google search with a bunch of people that are all agreeing with you. You need to look at the opposing viewpoint, do your research, and understand everything that goes on in today's market and the legal verbiage that you need to know about. And not just some bank that has a form for you to sign and they'll review it and they kind of have an understanding. You need someone that actually understands the verbiage and can protect you and get you that $12,000 difference that I was telling you about. Because the numbers and the facts do not lie about the current market. Even in a seller's market, it's become more imperative for you to use an agent because lawsuits are flying everywhere and having a lack of knowledge in what is actually selling out there and what you actually need to do to sell is causing you to lose $26,000 on average in today's market. Even if you cut that in half, well, now you pay for a real estate agent to handle every single situation that I brought up. So you would have netted the exact same amount by having an agent represent you, even if you got $12,000 more than what the national average is. And then at that point, you need to start discussing how much is this actually costing me? Because now you're going to have to do the marketing for your house. And it's not just about putting it on one website and blasting it out on Facebook and saying, please share. There's a lot more that goes into it. You do have to pay a couple hundred dollars to get professional photos on your house. That's the first thing people are going to see. And what about doing video on your house? That costs money. And actually getting advertisement on your property on the correct platforms, that costs money too. And then you have your time that you have to invest in this situation, where that could be costing you money as well. You taking time off work? Are you willing to answer calls? So it could be affecting your work more than what you need. So there's a cost analysis that you're going to have to run and see if you're willing to do that. Ultimately, you can sell your house yourself. Anyone can sell a house themselves. But make sure you're educated on everything that's involved. And if you have questions about a lot of these topics and how I run my marketing on different houses and how I make sure that my sellers net the most amount of money or get the terms that they really need on their properties, feel free to reach out to me. I'm happy to help. I'm happy to explain the current market to you, show my value, and really educate you on the whole process, because this is the first time in history that the market has ever been like this. And that's why there are so many complications coming up that no agent has ever seen in the market. That's why we're having weekly meetings as a team to go over situations like this, so that if anything like that happens in the future, I can help you. I've seen it before, I've heard of it, I know how to fix it. And that's what you're looking for. But thank you for your time today. I hope you learned a few things. I hope I showed you a few different resources that you really need to look at as far as possibly selling the house yourself and learning about the market as a whole. If you have, like I said, if you have any questions, reach out and have a great rest of your day.